年后，大学生们的友谊是
陪我听大学生英语再见吧。
大学生英语再见。
Question of the day。
雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是 Emo 畅畅老师。
Hello, this is Emo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for helping me out with my job.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, welcome everybody. And today we're going to talk about
what are we going to talk about in this deep meatDark night.
Vampire story.
Vampire story.
What kind of sports do vampires do?
Yeah.
Seriously, actually, today we're going to talk about an interesting sport event that you witnessed.
Yeah, but I think this sounds as horrible or, you know, sounds as scary and horrible as vampires. Because for most, you know, Chinese examinees,we don't really care about sports events.
The only sport events, you know, I can remember is like the sport meeting
every year held in a school.
It's like with the anthem and with the national flag and with the whistle. The other part is, you know, I can remember is my drinking, eatingand the gossiping about the shape of someone's legs, you know, things like that.
So basically you pay no attention to the sports events.
Not
all
really.
The other things.
All the other things. So if you ask me, I would say, please give me some time to think about sport event. I really can tell you one about sport event.It was like in my primary school. It seems so all my memories stuck in my primary school.
Good for you.
Good for me. Yeah, I'm still 10 years old. And it's like when I was 8 years old, it was a running competition. It was a race in the school. So I was one of the competitor because it's the class competition and all the classmates, you know, had to join the gang.So I was one of the runner, and I fell down in a way. So everybody, you know, was just running, and nobody even, you know, took a look at me. I felt really bad. So I sat on the front, on the ground, and I was gonna, you know, cry or
scream.
Yeah, I was gonna do that.But later I found that nobody cared about me. So I just stood up and kept running till the last minute. I thought I was the loser. But it turned out I was not. Because I was the only one teacher praised. You know what I'm talking? It's like...
I know.
You like compliments.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the compliment. I was so surprised. It's like, oh, so, you know, Chang Chang is the only one who can continue the running even after the, you know, falling down. So I think she's got the great courage. You know, let's give her a big compliment, things like this. So I was so touched and surprised and shocked. But this is not the point. The point is, this is the only competition...stay in my mind. So if you ask me to take the exam, I would be like most of the Chinese students. It's like I got stuck there. So now that means here's your answer. So what kind of competition is still in your mind? And you can, if you are the examinee,
it has to be a sport competition.
Sport competition.
A sport
or a sporting event you have witnessed.
A sporting event. Then I would say, yeah, I would say the...stunting bicycle competition that I witnessed as a journalist. I was there covering that event. I was sitting on a spectator seat while I enjoyed the show. Actually, I didn't really enjoy it because I was nervous the whole time from the beginning to the end. What they did, well, they would dash up to the sky.
Oh,
they would dash up to the sky and they would flip.
Wow.
And their score is based on how many circles they flipped in the air and how steady they can land. That is really scary. And most of the competitors are teenagers, like 17 or 18. Some of them are 20, are in their 20s. But they're very young people. So my hands and my feet were sweaty.
Wow, for them.
Full of sweats.
Wow.
I was so nervous each time they dashed to the air.
Wow.
And, nobody really got hurt. But still, it's very intense.
Wow. So actually, you don't want to watch it anyway.
I don't want to watch it. I mean, if it wasn't for the report, I couldn't stand being in that gym watching them.
Yeah.
Risking their lives.
Yeah.
But actually, okay. For them, it's not that much of a risk.
So I think good description. But I think here's the thing. When you describe this exciting competition or sporting event, there's something as the examiner we need to pay attention to, because it's like, what examiners pay attention to. 就是在考试里面，然后其实老师会特别注意几点，就是看你有没有做到。如果你做到了，你的分数可能会上去；没有做到，或你稍稍忽略了一点，可能就会下来。是哪几点呢？首先第一点哈，就是我们之前说过的，那你一定要注意的其实是什么东西？你在说话之前你要注意的是什么？你要想到的是什么？
语法。
再具体一点，
时态。
Very good, the tense. So when it's something happening in the past, so what it should be? What it should be?
The past tense.
Past tense, of course. So we need to keep this in our mind all the time. So this is the first one. And the second one, so actually you will get a task card. So something will be on it, right? It's like the topic is describe an exciting competition. And so there are some reminders. So number one, what it was. Number two, when and where it took place. Number three, who won. So you better try to cover, these answers. And you also need to explain why it was exciting. So we have to keep this in our minds. I think it will be better. So if some students try to, answer the questions, so we better just have the note first. It's like write down something, some keywords to remind something of ourselves. So about the past tense, it's like I think a spell we need to keep in the mind, and we need to use through all the talk. So what about later we try again? It's like I'll remind you all the time, okay? Or you'll remind me all the time. So I think the most actually important part, I take this as most important one, because I think it's easy for us to ignore. We explain why it was exciting or why it wasn't exciting, right? It's like your feeling part. So can you think of another sport competition or event,
that I witnessed?
You have witnessed. But here's the magic. If you didn't really, attend any sport event like this, sometimes you had to make up one, right?
Let me make up some.
Yeah, you can make up one. I think making up is like another skill in exam.
Mm-hmm. Making up an exam. Making up a sport event.
Ooh!
Horseback riding. That was called equestrianism. That is another one that I can think of. And also, I was there. It was in the suburban area of Beijing, because if you want to have a equestrianism club, you need to find a relatively large open space so you can have horse running. So it was in the suburban area. The competition was in, I guess it was last summer, because I remember wearing shorts and
bikini?
No, I don't wear shorts and bikini at the same time, because I remember sure. So it was in the summer, and the contestants are well trained. They're well trained riders, and so to win the competition, the competitors have to cooperate with their horses very well in order to cross over all the hurdles and make perfect turns and touch the finish line in time. So the one who finished the circle in the shortest time wins the game. And it was very exciting because it was an awesome competition because although I don't know much about equestrianism, but all the other spectators, they are professionals or amateurs with a passion about this kind of sport event. So they, it's easily for me to get involved in that kind of atmosphere.
Very good.
And also they would like to yell out things to cheer the competitors up or give them strategies. So it was quite exciting, although I wasn't part of it.
Very good. So when Michelle was describing, you know, her most exciting competition, so I think it's not her, but the most exciting competition she has witnessed. So I think she actually used a lot of strategies to talk. It's like, so first of all, she prepared the vocabulary for the game. So is there any new words? So I want to ask you some new words. It's like, so first of all, you need to know the specific word for the game. So it's like, for me, I would like to say the horseback riding competition. So what was the term for that?
That was equestrianism.
Equestrianism.
Yeah. That was the word. That's the word I guess I won't use the second time in my life. Equestrianism. Well, I didn't know that either, and I had a difficult time pronouncing it. But because I had a report on this in English, so, well, obviously I need to master this word.
Very good. Very good. So I think working and teaching, so these are two best ways to learn,
right?
Okay. So the first thing. And the second thing, I think when Michelle was talking, so she tried to talk with the different perspectives. It's like she talked about her feeling. She talked about the competition rules. And also she talked about the way, you know, the cheered up the game and everything. So you talk with different aspects. Perspectives. It would be pretty good. And the
Thank
last
you.
One. And the last one is talk about your strong feeling on it. So different ways, right? So I think, so here's the thing. Let's try to think crazily. So if you can maybe hold a very creative competition in the future, so what would you like to do with that? A creative competition.
A creative competition?
Yeah. Probably it could be something, you know, that never, it happened in a human being's history.
So how crazy would you like to get? I mean, you could have a competition of counting your hairs. Whoever count them. Well, that doesn't really fast. I mean, you have to count the same person's hair. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the same amount. And it
would
be longer. So this might not be a good idea. Another creative competition could be,
let's get creative.
It takes time to be creative.
It takes time to be creative.
Okay, so it also was something to do with hair. The competition could be for girls or could be for guys if they are interested in hairstyling stuff. Well, the competition could be who can braid different kinds of braids in a certain amount of time. Well, the one with the most styles wins.
I think interesting. I think it is pretty interesting. So I think also we can talk about, you know, the imaginary situation. If you really don't have much to say about the game, you can talk about your imaginary one. So for me, I love chocolates, and I probably would like to have this chocolate competition, or if it has to be a sporting event, I would like to say, you know, running, but you know, eating chocolates at the same time, or this kind of competition. The thing it is, but always when you describe the event, so you have to keep these keywords in your mind. So you know, I mean, in case you don't have much to say, so do you still remember the process? I mean, which steps we just, you know, went through when we talk about the event?
When you talk about event, so number one is like
what is it?
What is it?
What is
when
it?
And where it happened?
Yeah.
And also, why is it exciting?
Exciting. And who
was in it?
Who was in it or who won?
Who won, yes.
Who won the game. Things like this. Okay? So, and also, if you want to make it, this answer pretty, you know, interesting or different from other students, so I think you can have your own, you know, the feelings and the stuff, describe more about it. Also, you can, you know, make it like the imaginary situation. So these are like skills for you maybe to talk more. And when you talk about, you know, the reason why it was exciting, so what kind of words can we use to describe this kind of game?
It's, first of all, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And it's surprising.
Surprising or surprisingly amazing.
Surprisingly amazing. And it's unbelievably amazing.
Yeah. Also, you can talk about the differentness. You can talk about, you know, the atmosphere.
The atmosphere was
electric.
Electric?
Yeah, the atmosphere was electric, or the atmosphere was really, you
intense.
Know.
Intense?
Yeah, things like that.
Intense?
Yeah, intense, or the, you know, you can talk about the atmosphere, or you can talk about, you know, like probably the players in the game, and how did they look, or, you know, how, as probably, you know, what kind of performance was, like, exciting, to be specific. So it's like in a game. So it's, you talk about, you know, this motorbike riders.
Mm.
So it's like they dashed into the mountaintop and then they try to flip over and did all these kind of things. So this is their performance need to make it specific. It's not like the general talking and stuff like that. Okay, so I guess this is the hard part because you need to pay attention to the vocabulary and you need to probably prepare a little bit before the exam. Here's the part. So when you go through all these, you know, topics before you attend the exam, it's like when you're preparing for it, I guess you need to try to find out, you know, the topics you are not that familiar with and you need to prepare. So first, like the vocabulary, this kind of things for it. So I think this is like what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after the part two's talking and the examiner would like to ask you some questions about the sports. So let's, you know, bring up some questions about this one and try to figure out the answer for this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you think people in your country are less healthy than they used to be?
Probably. It seems to me that this is something that's going on, because now the government is very concerned about the healthy problems of teenagers, especially teenagers. Now they are turning into couch potatoes, so they don't go out as much as people before in their teenage.
I think we got this obesity problem in teenagers. I think it's more serious than before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the situation. So I think because we have more problems, so we need to, you know, improve or we need to get it better. So for me, I don't believe, you know, that the hair health, you know, the problem is better now than before. So this is about the question. But the examiner would also ask you, like, how can we encourage young people to stay healthy? I think this is the big question.
How can we encourage them?
Encourage young people to stay healthy.
We are young people, right?
We are.
We're still young. How can we convince them? I mean, let's go to the worst case scenario.
Oh.
Young people are sick. They get sick. If they get sick, then they could realize how important it is. That's the worst case scenario. But I guess, well, everyone would have small disease or problems in their teenage time. So I guess I hope they could learn from that, and so parents could teach them how important that is while they are having an illness.
It is. Also, they can actually try to... So here is the thing. When I travel to other countries, I've visited the gym in other countries. So I just figure out the courses there are different. It's like more fun and it's like more interactive. So I think if you want to encourage young people to stay healthy, this is important to provide more fun activities, ask them to join in. I don't think young people really love to, you know, stick to the iPads or computer games. They just don't have some really fun activities to do. Mm. Or they just don't know there are, you know, a lot of fun activities out there. So probably if they know there are more and it's like they have access to all these kind of things. I really believe this is the human nature to move and to have fun. So I think... Yeah, fun games, fun activities, and access to this kind of things are the better way, you know, can encourage young people to stay healthy.
Hmm. You know what?
You know what? I think we're really good, you know.
Yes, counselors. We are. Yes. And I also think that's not something that we can do as individuals. That's also something the government should, provide an environment, because it's now safer for children to stay at home. I mean, if they play alone on the street, there is chance that they might get kidnapped. Or if they, like, play skateboards in the middle of the road, they might be hit by a car that come out of nowhere. So there are those who pose dangers on the safetiness of children. Well, parents would always want to protect their children and make them safe, so... That's one thing led to another. That's what it is now.
Wow. Very good answer, I think. So it brings up a lot of other questions and problems. Yeah, so probably, you know, I think this is a good way to practice the exam. You listen to others' opinions and you find out some, you know, controversial parts and you have your own opinions. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a good way to practice this kind of questions because it triggers your original ideas.
Yes.
So anyway, so for the time part, right, okay, so I guess we can't talk more, but I think, you know, in the next program, we can go through this way, like part 1, 2, 3 of the speaking exam, and we try to give our opinions.
好的。那我们就期待下一期的节目吧，希望今天的节目对大家有帮助。如果有问题联系我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信和我们取得联系。新浪微博大学生英语在线，微信 question of the day， 同时也可以找到在微信当中找到畅畅老师。
Yeah, so my WeChat account is 3-ET. So if you want to friend me on WeChat, so I'm gonna spell it again. So it's like THREE-ET. THREE-ET. So this is my WeChat.
我们明天见。
Try to trust the hand that it fed. You would have never been hungry, but you never really be. More of the
听到的是私房拷贝。 Coming up next is home video。
常问我你的梦想是什么，我抬起头望着天空说要把青春献给中国，这些年努力的拼搏坚强勇敢的生活，一步一步实现了自我，梦想依然在我心窝。我的中国梦永远在我心中，任岁月匆匆带不走初衷。我的中国梦把我每一分钟，国家的兴旺是我的光荣。山河风风雨雨共同经历过，血脉连接每一个我。我的中国梦永远在我心中，任岁月匆匆带不走初衷。我的中国梦把我每一分钟，国家的兴旺是我的光荣。四海风五洲风，华夏儿女让世界歌颂。匆匆带不走初衷，我的中国梦把我每一分钟，国家的兴旺是我的光荣，国家的兴旺是我的光荣。